This is KERA News. I'm BJ Austin. It's Texas OU weekend in Dallas. That means a flood of burnt orange and crimson rolling into downtown ahead of Saturday's annual football matchup in the Cotton Bowl. The first Texas OU game was played even before the teams got their names, the Longhorns and the Sooners. That first game was in 1900, 114 years ago. There are a lot of numbers associated with the Red River rivalry. The 2014 Red River Showdown in the Cotton Bowl is a sellout, 92,100 seats.
The Texas OU game has been a sellout since 1941. The game itself has been held at the Cotton Bowl since 1929, and we just got the extension to hold the game at the Cotton Bowl through 2025.
That's Carissa Schuler with the State Fair of Texas. She says the historic Cotton Bowl has undergone an $80 million facelift over the past few years to look good, modernize, and keep Texas OU coming back.
We have 36 concession stands in there that offer 1,100 feet of counter space. That's a lot of counter space. And then you have 39 restrooms throughout the Cotton Bowl that are equipped with 1,100 new toilet fixtures.
That's a lot of toilets. Texas OU game day at the State Fair is a crowd buster with some 100,000 football fans added to the usual headcount. And that means State Fair vendors sell a lot of corny dogs and beer. A couple of years ago, the fair saw $3.2 million in coupon sales for food and rides in that single day. In the shadow of Big Tex, Isaac Russo has been getting his Magnolia Beer Garden ready for Texas OU crowds since last year.
In this pavilion area that we just opened up this year, we'll set up two additional bars for them to be able to use. And along with that, we've added a new corner bar that we have here.
And he's got his beer distributors on speed dial just in case he needs them on game day.
We'll bring an extra of about 50 bartenders in that day, just for that day to be able to support that.
Numbers for getting to the game. Fair Park has 20,000 parking spaces at $15 each. Fair gates open 3 hours early on game day at 7 a.m. Concessionaires fire up the deep fryers an hour later. DART expects 150,000 people to ride the train on game day, double the average weekday commute, and DART says leave early. Nearly 300 miles of I-35 are construction-free this weekend. No orange cones or lane closures as fans pour into Dallas from Austin and Norman. Back at the Cotton Bowl, there are more than a dozen things fans cannot bring to the game. Some new rules this year put size limits on purses, and all kinds of bags are banned.
Including backpacks, purses that exceed 10 by 10 inches, any artificial noisemakers like bells, horns, kazoos, whistles, those are prohibited in the Cotton Bowl.
The fair's Carissa Schuler says that list also includes hard plastic or metal water bottles, laser pointers, e-cigarettes, and umbrellas, even though rain is in the forecast for kickoff. But Schuler's not worried.
The energy that's here on game day for the Red River Showdown is incredible. It's something that you don't want to miss.
And Dallas business folks can't miss the bottom line. The Convention and Visitors Bureau puts the annual economic impact of Texas OU weekend at about $34 million. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.